Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
Ladies and gentlemen,
I gotta tell what I feel.
Russ's rant.
Yeah, Russ's rant. It's an opportunity for me to rant about something that really irritates me, but hey, I don't know about you. I don't know. I was going back and forth, and I'm not sure she was even talking to me. Stacey Dash, who is a very conservative person, the actress, and, you know... It just brought up this debate I was having with people about some black Republicans and conservatives, how they are ashamed. They're ashamed of us, of themselves. They think, just like that guy on Don Lemon's show about a week ago, started the show off by criticizing Don, saying he was lazy. That's what people think, that we're lazy. And that's what this whole immigration thing is all about. People don't quite understand that they think you're lazy, and they think they're going to lose their power by adding to the demographics, because they think every immigrant that comes in is going to vote Democratic. So that's why the Republicans are coming out and saying crazy stuff. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was on Tucker Carlson's show, and it just made me sick to my stomach to hear what he had to say. Let me play that for you.
What good does it do to bring in somebody who's illiterate in their own country, has no skills, and is going to struggle in our country and not be successful? That is not what a good nation should do, and we need to get away from it.
Put your sheet up, boy.
Wow.
Put your sheet up. You're trying to say that... Our president is semi-illiterate.
Wow. Exactly. And where did your dumbass immigrant family come from?
They all came from somewhere with nothing.
How dare you?
Can't even speak the language of the land.
You know?
And you're going to say, oh, you know, we can't have people here that are not very bright.
Yeah, close the door on them.
Man, if we did that, half the people over on the Capitol Hill can't make it to work this morning.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
We got to take the Statue of Liberty down, because it doesn't mean the same thing anymore.
Most of these DACA kids, these dreamers, they're in college.
Yeah. Right.
Have never been to their homeland.
Right. Right.
They're getting degrees. They have master's degrees. They're contributors to society. But it doesn't matter.
Not criminals.
Who's going to judge who's bright? Not Trump, because he don't read. I don't believe he can read. They said he can read headlines.
He doesn't read.
That's about it.
He doesn't read. He don't read textbooks.
I think the other thing that pisses me off is the fact that, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the Trump administration, they're barring Haitians from U.S. visas for low-skilled work. They're basically saying, you know, a lot of the immigrants that came over in 2010 because of the horrific earthquake,
right?
They're getting rid of their visas. They have to go back.
Yeah.
They're saying the reason why, because there were high levels of fraud abuse. People coming here and not going back when their visa expired. You know who else abused that system?
Who?
Melania Trump.
Oh, she did?
It's documented back in 1996. Mm-hmm. She came to America to work as a model legally. But she overstayed her visa.
Oh.
What?
There's documentation showing Melania Trump broke immigration law when she first came to the U.S. And by entering the country on a tourist visa.
Oh,
and then working as a professional model.
Oh, that's illegal.
She did it. She broke the law. That was fraud. That's abuse.
Right.
Oh.
But she stuck around long enough to hook this clown.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you're doing is you're profiling. It's a racist act. It's obviously racial.
Clearly. Very clear.
Of course.
You know, we want people that are not illiterate and that are not very bright, like Sessions says.
Wow.
He's not very bright. Your ignorance is overwhelming.
Right.
And here's what pathetic.
Else. Here's how dumb he is. When you know that somebody has a tourist visa, at least you can keep up with them. You know where they are. I had a lot of friends that would come over on a 6-month visa from Mexico, go back in 6 months, get another visa, come back, go back every 6 months. But you knew where they were and who they were.
But you dig in Melania's story. She went back one day, all right? And one day, and you're supposed to stay back home like 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, you are.
And then came back immediately because she had a hookup.
Yep.
So, you know, nobody wants to talk about her.
No.
You know, you want to talk about, let's get all the immigrants out. Man, your wife is an immigrant.
You
Trump,
go.
You're an immigrant.
You
all your wives were immigrants.
Yes.
Are you
just
kidding?
Because your father was an anti-Semite and a racist and taught
Member
you those
of the
ways.
KKK.
Yes. You know, his daddy was an immigrant.
Show us your birth certificate, Trump.
Oh, yes.
Let's
Show
see
us Melania's birth certificate.
I want to see them both.
But you know what? I'm not trying to crap on Melania, because you know what? She's probably like the most sane one besides Ivanka in that old group.
Mm.
Right.
She's the one that's out there sitting with little kids and reading it and actually giving it and contributing to our society. So, but yes, don't throw stones, man.
Yeah.
If you're living in that glass house. And that would be my rant. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.